This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
An LGBT group known as Campus Pride has published a list of more than 100 Christian colleges and universities that are deemed dangerous because they don't affirm the homosexual lifestyle. They hope that corporations will use this shame list to blacklist graduates from these Christian institutions. Rod Dreyer is concerned that this is exactly what will happen. Companies and corporations that take pride in being inclusive and diverse may decide to avoid recruiting on these campuses and might even blackball anyone from these schools that has it on his or her resume. He asked a number of good questions. How long do you think those colleges and universities will be able to hold out if major corporations yielding to pressure from LGBT groups treat diplomas from there as badges of shame? If graduate schools refuse to consider students with bachelor's degrees from these shame schools, how many of those schools on the shame list will be there in 20 years? This list compiled by Campus Pride illustrates something that I've talked about for many years. Homosexual activists aren't really interested in dialogue. They merely want to marginalize anyone who disagrees with them and punish them if there's an appropriate mechanism to do so. The shame list is an attempt to negotiate the terms of a Christian college surrender. Comply with our demands or be forced out of business because your students won't get jobs and won't get into any graduate school. So if you look through the list of Christian colleges, you will find that for many of these schools, their supposed offense isn't something that would even arouse concerns from many liberals or progressives. One administrator of a Christian school that was not on the shame list said he was surprised his university was not on the list. He may not have long to wait. Even opposition to a piece of legislation or an Obama executive order is enough to put you on the list. Your time is coming. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Thanks to Citizens United Productions and their movie Torchbearer, Duck Commander Phil Robertson argues the absurdity of life without God, not yet rated, in theaters October 7th, torchbearermovie.com.